Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, March 18th, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're sitting before our home office desk today and have labored for some time on today's message, which, frankly, Brooksine, for the most part, prepared based upon an interest she has in the hymns. And she will be reading the entire message today. I'm right here beside her, and we'll come back on later in the message. But since she wrote the message, she's going to read it. It is titled, Seeing in the Darkness. And the scripture text, and I'll tell you what, I'll read the scripture text today. Normally she does. It's from 1 Corinthians 13:12, the latter part of the love chapter. We find this wonderful truth. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror, but then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known.
Well, as most of our longtime listeners know, I am an enthusiastic student of the hymns, their backgrounds, and authors. And this week I had the opportunity to see a dramatic presentation of Fanny Crosby, the famous blind poet hymn writer, at a women's community Bible study. Debbie Irene Wall performed the role of Fanny, who was born in Putnam County, New York, in 1820, and lived to be 94 years old. It was inspiring to hear Fanny, in character, suddenly break into a beautiful rendition of her songs such as Blessed Assurance, Near the Cross, I Am Thine, O Lord, and a number of others, interweaving their texts throughout her story. What a faith-building experience just to envision a woman blind from 6 weeks of birth, not succumbing to self-pity or bitterness, but letting God use her for His glory. Over 8,000 hymns later, believers all over the world have been touched by this tiny but obedient and gifted woman of God. Crosby was never bitter about her disability. At the age of 8, she wrote these verses about her condition. Oh, what a happy soul I am, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot and I won't. Well, she did it. As an adult, she put it like this. It seemed intended by the blessed providence of God that I should be blind all my life. And I thank Him for the dispensation. If perfect earthly sight were offered me tomorrow, I would not accept it. I might not have sung hymns to the praise of God if I had been distracted by the beautiful and interesting things about me. And one time, a well-meaning preacher sympathetically remarked, I think it is a great pity that the Master did not give you sight when He showered so many other gifts upon you. She replied quickly, Do you know that if at birth I had been able to make one petition, it would have been that I should be born blind? Why? Asked the surprised clergyman. Because when I get to heaven, the first face that shall ever gladden my sight will be that of my Savior. Her poetic mind was truly a gift from God. She composed hymns and poems entirely in her mind. She was said to work mentally on as many as 12 hymns at once before dictating them the next day. Can you imagine the expansive computer files in her brain? Keep in mind that hymns in those days typically had 6 to 12 stanzas. A brilliant mind, and yet Fanny could not see the light of day. On the other hand, her vision expanded far beyond the sunlight of day to the eternal light of heaven. Her hymns commonly have visual words such as seeing, watching, looking, sight, vision, indicating that Fanny's visual impairment on this side did not blind her view at all of all that God had for her on the other side. In fact, she was spiritually transported from this dark and troubled world as, and I quote from Blessed Assurance, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Was this spiritual transport possible because she had memorized so much of the Bible? Fanny set to the task of memorizing the entire Bible. As a child, her grandmother assigned a number of chapters per week, sometimes up to 5, and then drilled her line by line, until they were inscribed in Fanny's mind. She had a wonderful memory, probably aided by the fact that she could not see. Once the scriptures were in, they never left her. By the time Fanny Crosby was 11 years old, she could quote word for word from memory the Pentateuch, which is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, the four Gospels, many Psalms, all of Proverbs, Ruth, and the Song of Solomon. She was the champion in the Bible recitation contest in Ridgefield. The Bible came to be a part of her, and by the time she was 14, some accounts tell us that she knew the entire Bible by heart. Wow! Perhaps her practice of reciting scriptures in front of others helped her speak many years later before Congress on behalf of the blind, where she said, "What cannot be cured must be endured." That brief thought carries a lifetime weight for those who identify with Fanny's plight or special calling, depending on how one chooses to look at the matter. The truth is, we all see through a glass darkly on this side, some darker than others. Most can identify with the saying Fanny heard throughout her childhood, "What cannot be cured must be endured." It's true whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or otherwise. Healing is a gift from God. Endurance is a lifetime process that comes as we biblically train our spirit and mind. I pray that Fanny's story inspires each of us to be content with the life God has given to us here on earth and graciously accept that which cannot be changed. Let us be grateful for that which God has entrusted to us and use it for His glory.
Well, I'll say the daily prayer today, and it is a prayer adapted from one of Fanny Crosby's hymns. Father, You are our guide through life, giving us grace for every trial as we feed on Your living bread. Though our footsteps grow weary and our soul grows thirsty, it is from the rock before us that Your water flows in abundance. We find joy and contentment in this life as we eat daily from Your living bread and drink from Your springs of living water. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. We do have a number of photos up, including a photo we took several years ago of Brooke Seen at the gravesite of Fanny Crosby, a wonderful dignified tombstone. It was later built by those that appreciated her work. There's also a very small tombstone that was the initial one. And we have some additional materials up on the site regarding Brooke Seen's meeting she had. It was actually Tuesday. And a link to the website of the lady that does the work on Fanny Crosby, as well as a testimony that Brooke Seen found very meaningful. Well, we are today, as far as supplemental music, focus on the songs of Fanny Crosby in a variety of different styles. We have one, in fact, of this very song, the prayer was based upon by Chris Tomlin, a very, if you will, contemporary version, and I stress contemporary as of 2010, because contemporary is always changing. But then some done in the more traditional format. I think we have a total of 6 songs up, and there are so many other songs that she wrote that we know, as well as, of course, many, many, many we don't even know of. We also have a couple of these songs I want to point out that are available in an audio from a podcast, a fella that does a great job on telling a hymn story, if you care. These links are on our site today at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, March 18th, 2010. Anything else you want to share, Brooke Seen? She says no, and we do pray that God will bless you today, each one of our listeners, and grant you an overcoming spirit just like Fanny Crosby had.